Are you ready? Welcome to Radio Grognard King Size, the OSR podcast with more stuff, with your host, Glenn Hallstrom.
Hiya, folks. Old Man Grognard here. Hope you're all doing well. It's a nice day. As George Harrison and the Goons said, it's all in the mind.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We'll talk about that after this. All right, some notes on Theater of the Mind role-playing. Now, I've done that many, many times. There always seems to be, in a game, the point where you actually have to, you draw on the map, pull out a map, get some minis or tokens or whatever, and figure out who hit John where and how. And I'm here to say that either you can prolong that or do away with it for the session. If you think about a few things. Now, Theater of the Mind is when you don't have a map or miniatures out there and you're describing everything. And, you know, for most of the part, the role-playing, you know, that's when the role-playing happens. And it's kind of like you get to a point where there's an action sequence or an encounter or whatever. And a lot of players go, okay, I need to know where I am and things like that. And I'm trying to tell you as a game master, it's not as important as you think it is, although it is kind of. I'll get to that. Okay, first of all, now we established what it is. How do you go about doing that? How do you go about not using a map or anything like that? Well, there's a few things that I wanted to talk about, to think about when you do this. First off, a location map. And now what I'm saying is the GM should have a map. Now, I heard about this on the D&D Homebrew video, YouTube channel, because they did a nice little video on Theater of the Mind, and a lot of stuff made a lot of sense. He says the GM should have a map himself so he can describe stuff to the other players. Now, I will go a step further. I think there should be a mapper in the group. Somebody who, I mean, we used to do this way back when. We used to do this all the time. We'd have one guy who was designated to keep inventory of the stuff we get, and the other guy, group loot or whatever, and the other guy would be sitting there with a pad of graph paper, and the GM would describe, say, going through a dungeon or something. Usually this applies to dungeons. Through a dungeon, and it's like, okay, you guys go down 40 feet and say they're dealing with 10-foot squares, so we draw four, and you come to a T-section, left or right. So, yeah, okay, left, right, and then go from there. Now, that leads into some interesting situations that I don't know if I actually want to debunk, if you know what I mean, because sometimes it can be very interesting to see what the player's map looks like as opposed to what the GM has in front of him, whether he downloaded it or he drew it himself or got it out of a mod or whatever. And there are times when I've seen GMs like my friend Matt go, and Brad's, you know, he loves to do the mapping. So, no, okay, it goes, no, let me show you. It goes like this, it goes like this. Now, what I'm saying is you don't always have to do that. Because if they get it wrong, some GMs, it's like, if they get it wrong, they get it wrong. And they're lost or whatever. So it's kind of funny sometimes. But if you're a more generous game master, I guess you could do that. So I would do it every once in a while. Okay, the other things I want to say are, don't sweat the small stuff, okay? I mean, if a spell has a range and you think it should hit a certain number of targets, say so. Say, okay, you're in range, go. Okay? I mean, if it's too incredulous. Like if you're in a forest and one guy's standing here on the road and another guy is 500 yards away in a tree, could I hit it? I don't think so. No. So I would make exception to that, because remember, you're the game master. You can tell him anything. Okay, and the next thing is eyeball it. Just eyeball it. I don't like to always deal with a graph. I don't always like to deal with hexes or squares. And I am getting to be firmly rooted in the idea of the index card RPGs, close, near, far, and out of range. And how to measure that, if we want to measure that. When I use a map, I'm for using a map without a grid. I'd love that. That'd be so nice, because then you got to measure it like that. Or like the old war gamers, get out the rulers or the tape measures or whatever and do it that way. But if you don't have those, you don't want to do those. I do this. If it's in your mind, it's going to be, I think of areas. What area is every character in? Where did that player say that character is going to go, or what he's doing? If you're in, say, a large throne room, and you got, a long throne room with the throne at the end, and you got pillars. One character's looking at the pillars near, okay, which pillars are you looking at? The ones near the door. Okay, fine, near the door. What do you guys do? We approach the throne, which is empty. Okay, fine. And this other character goes, hey, I want to see over in this wall near the throne if there are secret doors. And then something comes out of the pillars, like, say, skeletons or something. Okay, you're over here, you're over here, you're over here. That's areas. So I've got the area near the door, the middle area, and the area near the throne. Okay, fine. The character who's over there looking at... look at the pillars or by the door, the thing pops out, he gets to fight it. Okay, boom. And the other characters are over there in the third area fighting them too and going up and on the throne and, jumping off and whatever, however the battle goes. So if the character over by the door gets rid of his opponents and he sees the other people are fighting their opponents, and he would say something like, I want to fire a crossbow bolt at one of those skeletons. Okay, which one? In your mind, you just go, one, two, three, however many you got. Say, hey, I got four. Skeleton, one, two, three, four. And you should have it in front of you, the skeleton stats and the hit points and all that good stuff. Minimal stuff. So you go, okay, that's two areas away. Let's see. I think your crossbow bolt will be able to make it just barely to one of the skeletons. And then he would complicate and say, I'm going to hit his head, that kind of thing. But that's the way I would do it. It's like, okay, you're within range. If this was a longer throne room that had, say, four sections, and they were fighting in the fourth section, I'd go, can I? No, you can't. No, it's too far away. You got to get at least one area closer. And to me, an area, you use your turn, go from one area to the other, boom, next turn, yeah, go ahead, knock yourself out, do it. And so I would have it work it that way. Okay. What other things do we have to deal with? It's mostly like who's where. It's mostly that's the thing. Will my fireball, how many undead can I turn in this area? Okay, you roll it. Okay, that many. And there's, determine in your mind that there's so many in an area, in the area he's working on, and then just do it that way. Same with range. I want to hit him with a fireball. Okay. Any of your comrades in the way? Well, let's see. Okay, that guy's fighting a skeleton over there. This guy's fighting two skeletons over here. They're within your area of effect, I'm sorry to say, because a fireball does up to three areas and two areas wide. That's a pretty big fireball. But anyway, so you're looking at, you're going to hit those two guys, but if you go over here and aim it over here, it will get these three skeletons who are just getting out of the wherever they are, the columns or whatever, and you will be able to get them. Okay, fine. Boom, you got them. Fine. So that's what I'm saying. I think of like things in areas. So this is the kind of thing I'm kind of mulling about in Theater of the Mind. I don't think it's always going to ever replace maps and miniatures, but, you know, we can do it that way. Also, one more thing. I've got with me in my bag a grid that is like so big, about the size of a tile on the floor or something like that. And it's got a grid on it. And it's hard plastic and such, and I can do wet or dry erase markers on here. What I would do is I would look at my map and make the area and just roughly draw it out and then prop it up or put it up and show, okay, this is the area, guys. This is here. You see these columns here? See that thrown here? Okay, fine. I'm not going to put them on there. And I'll just say, okay, you guys come in here. And I'll point and I said, the throne is up here. And when the skeletons come out, I can show you, you know, that. And all they need to do is see the area. That will help them tremendously in imagining where their characters are and what they're doing. Okay? And it's got a grid on it if you need it. Okay. Anyway, I got to go start my day, so I hope that helps with you guys. Anyway, oh, yeah, let's start our day. Let's do that. And I went blank for some reason. I don't know why. All right. If you want to talk to me about this or anything else, oldmangrognard@gmail.com or drop a voicemail on Spotify for podcasters. Now, we are monetized. So as little as 99 cents a month, you too can help support this program. I would thank you. And for, I don't know, single donations, we got the Ko-fi page, ko-fi.com or the /oldmangrognard or the PayPal tip jar, paypal.me/oldmangrognard. Let me thank these people who do give to me monthly. Benjamin Brodell, Gilbert Soares, and Jason from Moral Project. Thank you very much. For other good podcasts, there's the Jung, Y-U-N-G, Jung Grognard podcast by Dan Gregg, Kevin's Red Caps podcast, Daniel Norton's Bandits Keep podcast, Randy and Joe's Biggest Geekest podcast, Big John Allen Large's The Red Dice Diaries, and my friend Eric Tinkar's Tavern Chat. So, until I see you folks next time, keep the dice warm, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
You got questions? You got comments? Send them to oldmangrognard@gmail.com. Tune in next time when Radio Grognard King Size is on the air.